Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. It's the Instant Reaction Podcast here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. After Iowa State's 79-70 win over the Texas Longhorns on Saturday at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, first of all, we want to thank our friends from Carl Auto Group, the presenting sponsor of the Instant Reaction Podcast. Formerly, of course, Carl Chevrolet. They still got the Carl Chevrolet location in Ankeny and Carl Chevrolet of Stewart, but now they've got more locations and more brands to serve more of Iowa. It's the Carl Auto Group. You can find out more about them at carlauto.com. You can learn about their new locations in Marshalltown, Story City, Webster City, and so on down the line. Those are our friends at Carl Auto, Carl Auto Group here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Like I said, Iowa State with a 79-70 win over number 21 Texas tonight, or this afternoon, at Hilton Coliseum. And man, the Cyclones have won 14 games now this season, which equals their combined total from the previous 2 years. And this one feels as big as any of the previous 13 in my mind. And that's because it's a day when you only get 8 points from Isaiah Brockington. He was 3 of 7 from the field. He was in some foul trouble about the midpoint of the first half, had to take a seat, ended up playing 30 minutes in the game. And yet you're still able to come out with a win. And I think, you know, the biggest tip of the cap has to go to Gabe Kalscher, who scores 22 points, went 8 of 16 from the field, 6 of 12 from three-point range, a career high with 6 made three-pointers. A guy who has been inconsistent shooting the ball all year. We've talked about it a lot on the Corner 3 podcast with Scott Christofferson, and he and I have talked so much about Gabe setting his feet, being able to get his shoulders square to the rim. And when he does that, he's a guy who can really knock down some shots. And I thought today you could really see that he's been working hard on those things. There was a concerted effort on his part to get those feet set when he would fire up some three-pointers. And man, once they started to go in, it seemed like the dam broke a little bit for him. And that was really fun to see. You know, you can tell that he's worked really hard on being able to get that stuff shored up, and you know, to see that come through, man, it came through in a big way, and it came at a time when Iowa State really, really needed it, because you needed someone to step up with Isaiah, you know, going through whatever he was. And you got to give credit to the Texas defense too with Isaiah. I mean, they did a great job of taking him away and really being able to keep him from getting the ball. An impressive game. Huge from Gabe Kalscher. Another tip of the cap to Tyrese Hunter. He only went 3 of 6 from the field, didn't make a three-pointer, went 7 of 9 from the free throw line, though, finished with 13 points and a career-high 8 assists. I mean, the kid gets better and better every game, you know, and I know he had some tough stretches at times during conference play so far this year. Obviously, he had the 5 turnovers down at Oklahoma. He's had some nights where he's struggled to finish around the rim, but man, this kid is just... he's just tough as nails, you know, and he's someone that, you know, every time that he comes out, he's just trying to continue to push that game to the next level. And, you know, for him to be able to go head to head with Marcus Carr, who's one of the best point guards in the country, was so good at Minnesota during his career, hasn't been quite as good so far at Texas, but still a really, really good player. I mean, Carr finishes the night 4 of 14 from the field, 2 of 6 from 3, went 5 of 7 from the free throw line, so he finishes with 15 points. But it would be hard to sit here and say that the freshman point guard in this game didn't win the matchup. I thought that Tyrese was absolutely outstanding. He was throwing some great passes during the first half, especially. It doesn't shock me at all that he finishes the game with 8 assists and only 2 turnovers as well in 33 minutes. Looking up and down the line here, you know, just as a team, I mean, this was probably the best game that you've gotten from your role players from an Iowa State perspective. You know, Caleb Grill comes in. He didn't shoot the ball as well from 3, only went 1 of 5. The one that he knocked down was huge in the moment, about midpoint of the second half. Goes 3 of 7 from the field, but you get 2 of 2 from the field from Trey Jackson, 3 of 4 from the field from Jazz, 4 of 4 from the field from Robert Jones, who has been, all of a sudden, has kind of come on here these last couple games. Tristan Anaruna goes 3 of 4 from the field. The only guy who didn't shoot the ball well was George Condit, and that's because he went 0 of 1. He didn't even attempt to shoot. So, I mean, like I said, as well-rounded of a performance as I think we've seen from Iowa State up and down the roster throughout this entire year. And then, of course, the defense just continues to be outstanding. You hold Texas to 46% shooting from the field, 36% from 3. Enforced 20 turnovers, which is a season high for Texas, and twice what Texas has averaged per game so far this year. I mean, if the Iowa State team that we saw today, late game execution was a little bit shaky, and it allowed Texas to kind of work their way back into the game late. But man, the team that we saw today, and if you get an Isaiah Brockington on a normal night, this version of Iowa State, I think, is good enough to go to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. And that's something that Scott and I have talked about a lot, again, on Corner 3. How do you get Iowa State to that next level, that consistency of being a team that can play at an NCAA tournament second weekend type of level? And, you know, we don't know that they can do it consistently, but this is that kind of team. And if you can get that kind of contribution from Gabe Kalscher, man, you're going to be a tough out every single night because of the amount of attention that teams are going to point towards Isaiah Brockington. And they need someone to step up and be that, you know, that second and third guy. And I think we've kind of seen Tyrese do that here over the last several games. We know that he can rise to that occasion. You know, now if Gabe Kalscher can continue to come along and get some consistency, and, you know, you don't got to score 22 every night, but man, if you know that you're going to knock down 50% of your three-pointers, that all of a sudden changes what Iowa State can do significantly, and you start to see those driving lanes open up. You know, Gabe was even able to attack off the bounce, and after he'd knocked down a few and was getting some hard closeouts from Texas, he was able to put the ball on the deck. He had the nice pass to Isaiah for a dunk late in the game that kind of ended up being the dagger that put Iowa State back up 10. I mean, this has just been what a story this team is right now. You know, and I saw Jeff Goodman tweet after the game that Iowa State's arguably the biggest surprise in college basketball. There's no argument. There is no argument. Like I said before, Iowa State won 14 games in the last 2 seasons. They're 14-3 right now. They're top 15 team in the country. And they're not top 15 in team in the country just out of pure circumstances. They're top 15 team in the country because they're legitimately that good. I'm interested to see how KenPom changes after this game. Iowa State scored 20 more points than what KenPom predicted. So I imagine they'll make a pretty significant jump in the offensive area. But this team is so much fun to watch. They play so freaking hard. And when those shots start to fall, man, this team can, you know, especially in Hilton Coliseum, you see that this team can really start to go. And, you know, you got to continue to clean up some of the silly mistakes, some of the things that have prevented them from being able to run away with some of these games, whether it be, you know, stupid turnovers, stupid fouls. I thought there were some pretty dumb fouls late in this game on the Iowa State side. But at the end of the day, like, this team is really, really close to being able to break through to that next level, I think. And, you know, they're going to be a tough out for anybody that has to face this team on a nightly basis. So thanks for tuning in to the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast. Huge win today over the Longhorns. Want to give a shout out to the Iowa State women as well. They got a 14-point win over Oklahoma State, moved to 16-1 for the first time in program history, 5-0 at the top of the Big 12. It's a good day to be a Cyclone, man. Well, thanks again to the Carl Otto Group for being our presenting sponsor on the Instant Reaction Podcast. We'll have more coverage for you coming up soon here on the Cyclone Fanatic homepage. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody stay safe out there with all the weather, and we'll talk to you again soon. Peace.